What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business. On today's episode, I get to interview one of my clients that's been part of the Kettlebell Academy for over a year. She has lost over 40 pounds, has gotten strong as fuck with the kettlebell. We dive into her whole journey, how she got there, and how she was able to do this while being a mom of two in her 40s. Hope you enjoy.
All right, so today we are here all about you because you have just completed about a full year of my one-on-one coaching program, the Kettlebell Academy. And so today we are going to interview you. So I want to start with, who is Leslie? Who is Leslie, especially a year ago? What type of situation were you with, you know, with job, kids, stuff like that? So tell them.
Yeah. So I would say Leslie is, you know, your basic working mom. So I have two boys, a dog who is the love of my life, Cooper, and my husband, of course. And so, you know, a year ago when I came into this, I was working from home remotely, and I had a home gym and had been doing like different various programs, but had never really like landed on anything that I was doing at the time that, you know, I just felt like I needed a change, if you will. And so I had done a little bit of kettlebell work in the past, and I knew that I enjoyed it, but I didn't know a ton about it. And so I think I came across you on social media. I think it was on Instagram that I found out you were having like a challenge of some sort. And so I think that's how we first met.
Yeah.
Is I did your challenges, if I recall.
So what in that point, what kind of attracted you to my page, or, you know, what did you see that you were like, oh, maybe, you know, cause I remember I kind of messaged you because, you know, I noticed you followed me, but so what kind of attracted you?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think you always like have a fun view on things because a lot of kettlebell people that I know are like very into, you know, and from, I know like from a, if you're a kettlebell like practitioner, or I don't know, like, what do you call it? Like are very into, you know, like breathing and making sure like everything, you're very like exact with all of your movements and everything. And you know, are very passionate about it. And I liked like from your page and your account that you shared things, but you made it fun. Like, I felt like you don't take yourself too seriously, you know, as far as like, you know, being like super, super serious. And so I felt like, well, you know, I feel like Vlad doesn't like expect me to be perfect. You know, he expects like for us to learn over time, but that you weren't going to be like, you know, let's be like hardcore every single day, you know, which is something like as a mom, like I want to work out, I want to be in shape, and, you know, I want to be healthy for my family, like long-term. That was one of my goals. I think we talked about at the beginning is, you know, I just want to make sure I'm like putting components into place now that will help me later. So I can be here for my family and for my kids and, you know, my parents at the same time. So whatever that situation might be, but
100%.
Yeah.
They're called, you know, just kettlebell instructors, and it's the hard style method. Like, you know, the way we practice, I'm hard style, but with a lot of twists and a lot of functionality and rotations. But that cert, it's like, you know, they say it originated in Russia, and it's very like strict. You know, some of these guys' pages are even like black and white, and it's like, do this way. Like, there's no exploration. And I got those certifications, like I got the knowledge, and then I just kind of like, I'm putting my twist into this shit, like, especially yeah. When it comes to the delivery on IG, because you got to grab people's attention somehow. So
yeah,
that was my
goal. And I know, like, obviously, like, you know, all of the correct ways to do things, and you know, the technique and everything behind it. But I knew for myself personally that I didn't necessarily like some of the books from like the old school people that you pick up there that are like, okay, you're going to do, you know, an hour of Turkish get ups or like whatever their, you know, workout recommendations were, is I knew I wanted to combine like some of the like athletic explosive components, you know, that we do along with just like general weightlifting and stuff too. I didn't want to be like hardcore one direction or another. So
yeah, you're always going to have room for exploration. All right. Yeah. Let's get to the nitty gritty. What were your results this past week? What happened to your body? What happened to your strength? What happened to your life? Talk to me.
Yeah. Like, so are we talking over the past year or just in general? Yeah.
Yeah. The past year, you know, talk about how much weight did you lose? Like your body composition, how did, like, you, I think you have to completely replace your closet by now.
I did. Yes. So I was trying to look back. I mean, the amount of muscle that I've gained in the past year has just been insane. And I haven't actually gone and done a body scan, which I should go do another one just to see where I'm at. But the level of definition, especially in my like arms and my stomach and everything, is just crazy to me now. Even my husband comments on it like every day lately. He's like, he's just like, you are just so just tight everywhere. And he will not stop like touching, you know, the booty and everything, you know, like he's just like, oh my gosh, where did you go? So, and I think I lost what, maybe, I don't even know exactly. Was it 40 pounds or, I mean, something close to that, yeah, on my weight scale since I started.
On the year, I think it was like 35 to 40 total. And the craziest part was that was with you gaining a lot of muscle. So we're talking about that. I think you lost at least 50 pounds of fat, and then you gain like 15 pounds of muscle in 1 year, which is,
yeah, because when I look like in my app, it says like 43 pounds all time. I did hit into the 130s this week. I'm 138 today. 138.8, which is crazy. Like, I have never weighed that. I didn't even weigh that in high school. I told you, like, that's the lowest I can ever recall weighing in high school. I remember I was in the 140s, like when I was in the best shape of my life, like from a sports perspective. So it is just crazy to me. Like, it doesn't even feel real. And not that that was my goal necessarily. Like, you know, when we talked, like, obviously being in good shape and stuff is a, like a benefit. Like, yes, everybody wants to look good, but that's not like my initial reason why I was doing it. It was more for like health reasons and my family and things like that, that I wanted to be more preventative about it. But the other benefits of just like feeling so strong, like you can do anything, and just, you know, just feeling so good in your body too, have been just so rewarding, I should say. So
yeah, because you were kind of already on a weight loss journey. Your highest was what? I think it was like maybe a year before you started with me.
Yeah, probably like the highest I remember being like in the recent years was after COVID. I had put like the 15 to 20 pounds on that a lot of people did. So I think I was probably like in the 180s, you know, and, you know, when I had got pregnant with my boys and stuff, like forever ago, I hit over 200 for sure. Like the highest I think I hit was like 240 when I was pregnant with one of the boys. So I got up there, you know, over the years and slowly came back down. But yeah, I think whenever we first met, I was probably like 180 or something at that time. Yeah. So 185 maybe.
180,
yeah.
And you just broke into the 130s. Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah. Which is insane. I just still can't believe it. Like I said,
and talk about your strength, you know, 'cause you know, one thing is, your body composition. Another thing is building strength, not only inside the gym, but carrying over to other areas of your life.
I mean, I think definitely getting into the kettlebell training is a little harder. Like when you come from a weightlifting, like a traditional weightlifting kind of background, like in weightlifting and in progressive overload, like you're always trying to lift more every time, which I mean, we do that too within our program. Like we're always trying to get better and learn more, but it's more difficult with the kettlebell moves to really like perfect your form and to lift it in a correct way where you're not hurting yourself, if you will, or you know, you have to learn the correct move so you can't move up as quickly, like you know, and because of the weights themselves, obviously, like you only have kettlebells in certain ranges and things, and so that took some getting used to, but I definitely like, I think we had to order new kettlebells like two or three times during the year so I could move up in my weights. And, you know, I'm able to like lift more, so much more compared to where I started. There's some moves that I can't, you know, lift as much, but just, you know, the gains that I've seen, as well as, you know, something that we've been working on recently, I know, is like pull-ups, and those have always been traditionally hard for me as a girl. And you know, my pull-ups and push-ups and stuff have come so far within this past year. Like the number of push-ups that I can do, you know, not on my knees and stuff, is just so much more. And pull-ups, I'm not quite there and doing like an unassisted pull-up yet, but I think I will. You know, within the next few months, I hope. So my banded pull-ups and stuff, I'm going down to lower bands each time and able to do more than I used to. So I definitely like feel the strength in my body. And I told you in times when I've gone out and done like activities, like volunteer things for my son and things like that in band, like they're like, hey, you look like you can lift stuff, like you come be on our squad here to help lift equipment and everything, like things like that is are just not a problem anymore. So
Don't fear,
you know, I
Leslie is here.
yes, exactly.
Oh,
So
that's
yeah.
awesome. When it comes to, the kettlebell, it's gonna humble you. And like, if you don't have the technique right, you're just not gonna be able to push it further. There's gonna be a cap. So then mastering the technique and everything like that goes first, and then you start progressing little by little. But man, that's awesome. Because I remember that was really your main goal, strength, to be strong, to be about longevity. And we absolutely crushed that, and to see everything else also fall into place. Now I want to talk about the first 4 months, because the first 4 months were the scale wasn't necessarily moving, but what kind of kept you going? Did you think about like, oh my God, this is not working? Or what was going through your mind throughout those first 4 months, which, by the way, were the hardest months to stick to something because of the holiday season? She started in November, so Thanksgiving coming, Christmas, New Year's Eve, all of that, all of those activities, all those social events, but you stuck through it.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I knew going into the first few months, it was a hard time of year, like you said, like it was Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the holiday stuff. Like there, I remember, you know, sickness like at that time, and the fan, like you know, you have all the colds and stuff going around. So I just was looking at it from a perspective of I'm gonna keep doing this. I didn't really like have a huge expectation at that point as far as, you know, did I want to lose a little bit of weight? Yeah, but the strength gains like were my main goal, is to build more muscle just for longevity purposes. And so I think the first few months, and I think I've told you this too, but I definitely thought I was like eating more protein and things than I was actually eating when it came down to tracking. And so that was one of the things, like, let's be honest, nobody loves like tracking what they're eating all the time. And you think in your mind, like, oh yeah, I'm getting like protein at every meal. I'm doing awesome. I eat protein first. Like, surely I'm getting like this many grams. And I think you weren't mean to me about it or anything, but you were like, you really need to like eat more protein. You need to track what you're doing. And so I think it took me until like that 3 or 4 month mark to really like start tracking daily and to know like how many grams of protein am I getting. And I realized like I was only getting probably less than half of what I needed to be getting. And at that point, I started taking it more seriously, like from an eating perspective and my protein perspective. And I think that's when you started to see like the results really fall into place after that, because you can't eat that much protein on a daily basis without really planning for it in advance, as you know, and, you know, figuring out what works for you, like what type of an eater are you, what types of things do you like to eat, and what can you eat like with the most protein spread across your day? Because you're probably not going to hit 150 grams unless you're like planning in advance to do that. So.
That's something I tell someone, just regular people, and like, you want to know how I know you're under eating? He's like, because I plan and try very hard every day, and sometimes I miss.
Yeah.
It's like, this is how I know you're under eating protein. And another thing you mentioned is that they did a study on this, like people underestimate, like they give themselves more props, and they're off by like, I think it's like 50%. Like 50% of people like overestimate how much protein they're having, and they underestimate how many calories they're having. So like those numbers, you in the back of your head, you're like, yeah, this is fine, this is healthy, but little do you know, you're overeating by a lot in the calories, you're undereating by a lot in the proteins, and like it takes you seeing the numbers and like a kind of face the mirror reality, like, oh, okay. That's
Yeah.
fair.
Yeah.
But yeah,
And
because
I always tell people too that ask me because they're like, oh, you know, like, what do you eat? Or I don't want to track my macros. It's like so hard to get started. And I just tell them, like, just start with protein, because if you start tracking that, the rest of your calories are gonna figure themselves out, you know, because you're, if you are trying to target and eat higher protein things, it's going to probably most likely be like lower calorie in other areas. And so you will see that adjust. So that's like something that I always tell people, like just try to focus on that first and the rest of it will kind of work yourself out, work it out. Like I never was, you know, really like, oh my gosh, I have to get like 1500 calories or, you know, whatever the goal was. I was really super focused on just the protein alone. And that really like helped me overall. Like, I don't feel like I was obsessive about it in any way. And now that you kind of just get into the flow of things, like I'm a boring person. I like to eat like the same things over and over. And so I found what works for me and then I can just kind of like tweak it, but I will basically eat like the same like template or format of things like every single day. Like I was thinking probably Vlad hates seeing my logs or whatever, because every morning, basically for breakfast, I have like 2 protein coffees. That's what I normally have every morning. And I don't get tired of it. I know that I'll get like 60 grams of protein, and that's just what I eat, you know, and what works for me. So.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I'm like struck. I eat the same lunch 5 days in a row, the same breakfast 5 days in a row, and sometimes even the dinners. But yeah, to that point, the thing is, when you don't prioritize protein, or when you do prioritize protein, now when you don't, you kind of your stomach is, you know, there's so much that you can fit in your stomach. So when you don't prioritize, you get filled up with this other stuff, and then it's impossible for you to for you to meet that goal. So when you prioritize the protein first, now it's like, okay, if you're still hungry, yeah, have whatever you want, but chances are you're not even gonna be that hungry, because you're just gonna be satisfied. Okay,
Exactly.
so let's talk about, okay, so what do you think set this program apart from other programs that you have kind of done in the past, or tried out, or just, you know, work on stuff?
Yeah. I think for me, and I had done a lot of online programs in the past and really good ones too. Like, I have no complaints about, programming for other programs that I've done or things like that. I really think it was the accountability portion of like having you like checking in on a weekly basis and having you send feedback and being able to send videos to you of what I was doing. But I think for my personality type, like, I'm naturally kind of like a people pleaser person. And so I think if you know that about yourself, and like, as a mom, I would typically let everybody else's like priorities fall ahead of mine. So if it was like a busy week or something, and my kids need me to take them somewhere, my family needs something, I would probably, or work needs something, I would do that first. And then I'd be like, oh, I'll just put off my workout because I don't have time for it, or I'm tired, or whatever the case would be. But I think like knowing you were waiting on the other end, like, and I was gonna have to send my update to you, like, oh, I didn't like get my stuff done this week, or whatever, like, really motivated me at first, at least, where then it be like just became a natural habit of like working that into my day. And so I think like that component really helped me, seeing other people like do their workouts and stuff in our app. And I'm like, well, if like Vlad got his workout done, then I better get mine done today, that type of thing. And just, the fun nature of the workouts. I think like with other programs that I've done, it's like, I'm not going to be super excited about doing like 3 sets of bicep curls or whatever, but I like the kettlebell style training because it does remind me of, some of my old like athletics days, like doing fun moves, like swinging stuff around. It's just fun. It's fun to like lift heavy shit and do fun things. So I enjoy the workouts themselves.
No, the kettlebell, I always say that it replicates like playing sports, because there's like acceleration, then you slow down, deceleration, accelerate, decelerate, accelerate, and that, I think that's what brought me, like attracted me to kettlebell training so much, because it replicated like me. I used to play football, and it kind of brought me back into that style of movement. All right, go ahead.
Some of the moves too are like challenging, like from a mental perspective. Like, I have to think about what I'm doing. I'm like, so I don't like hit myself in the face or so, So, yeah.
It's a full body and mind engagement, and that's what keeps it interesting, because when you sit in a machine, there's only one way the machine could go. It has the path, and you just push, and maybe you pull. But with the kettlebell, it's like, especially if we start doing combos, like complexes and chains, and I'm like, ah.
Yeah. And even like with your balance and everything too, like, I was just thinking the other night on, I think we had like single leg deadlift type work programmed in, and like I just felt like so solid in my balance and everything, like even doing that. And thinking like from a year ago, where I don't think I could probably, I was like probably like shaking the whole way down, and now I just feel like completely just confident that, it's there and I can depend on it.
Yeah, no, you build it. You build that muscle memory. All right, so one last question. So, what would you say to someone on the fence about joining or kickstarting their fitness journey that might have been in the same situation as you back then, working mom, they think they don't have time, or like sluggish. What would you say to someone like that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say definitely, like, there's never gonna be time in your day. And I know we've talked about this before. There's never gonna be the perfect time to start. The sooner you start, the sooner you're going to get results and to get the, realize and feel the health goals or whatever it may be the case for you. So I think, I talked about before, as moms, like, we tend to put ourselves last. We let everybody else's priorities like be before ours, and you have to realize like you have to put yourself first, you know, kind of like they say on the airplane, you got to put your own mask on first before you do it for the rest of your family. And I think, you know, no matter what life you're leading, like whether you're a mom or a husband or, you know, no kids or whatever, like you have to put your health goals first, and that's going to help you like so much in other areas of your life, both as you get older and just to be more like I want to say responsible, but or you know, in other areas of your life too, like being making goals and achieving them like in fitness just radiates out to other areas, and you just see that across. Like if you can be disciplined in one area, you can be disciplined with your work or you know whatever career goals you might have. And so I think you know people should address that like sooner rather than later, and to not be afraid to invest in yourself and to put the time in to actually do it.
Hell yeah. I mean, a year passed by, you're 35 pounds less, new job, better promotion.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And people notice, like people know, the people around you, they notice when you're working on yourself. Like you start having this glow, like this positive glow, like, and people want to be around that energy. People want to be around that energy. And not only do you have more energy, you just show up better. You know, when you are kind of sluggish and you're like low energy all the time, nobody wants to be around that. No employer wants to be around that. And definitely they're not going to promote you. You're bringing that type of energy into the job. So that's definitely a real thing.
Yeah. And I've had like so many women to reach out to me who are like, you know, I see what you're doing and it's so cool. And, you know, like, and I didn't even know, like half of them were watching. I just like put stuff out there into the void and they're like, I wish that I could do things like that too. And I'm like, you totally can. Like anybody can learn this. It's not,
Flashing, you can't.
yeah, it's not like some secret thing. But I think too, you know, I've even had some family tell me like, oh, they're worried about like getting too bulky or things like that. And I'm like, it is so hard to put on muscle. Like I would not worry about that ever. Like that's not something that's gonna happen unless you are like eating, I don't know, like 500 chicken breasts every day or something. Like that would be really hard to do. So
It's like, how about we try to get bulky first, and then you're not gonna get there. It's like,
yeah, it's
I've
not
been
going to
trying
be
to get
as
there all
easy
my
as you
life.
think. Yes, exactly. I'm like, I am literally trying to put on a ton of muscle and it's super hard. So, yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy. Well, Leslie, anything else you would like to share? Any words of inspirations? And that's one thing I kept reminding you. Sometimes you don't think about who's watching, you know, on the stories or your families, who's noticing. And that's why I wanted to kind of record this, because you are an inspiration to many.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think I have any innate words of wisdom, but you know, just like I said, like do it for yourself, for your own goals. Like it just radiates out into all the areas of your life. Highly, highly recommend. Yeah.
All right. I will talk to you on the next one.